Okay, today's daf is Daf Lamed Chet. And towards the end of the shiur last time, we were looking at the Mishnah and seemed to make a certain assumption. So the assumptions seemed to change along the way in terms of with if someone says, we'll go over the case in the Mishnah again. Almanat shiyirtzeh Abba, when the condition Abba agrees or he wants this, meaning her father, then Ratzaha Ab seems to suggest that it's the stam status is wouldn't be masking. However, the other ones, the stam status, it would be masking. For example, meta av harizim mekudeshet, meta ben melamdinot av lomar she'eino rotzeh. And the way I ended the shir was that, and again, Rabbi Yana initially threw up his hands and couldn't explain it. And then, however, it continued by saying that Rabbi Yana, the way we explained according to the Korban Eda, explained, no, it is consistent. There's no contradiction here. Talking about where the Lashon was that as long as father doesn't object. And Ratza Abba means, provided doesn't say, I don't want it to be. So it was like a consistent way of looking at it. Whereas the Pnei Moshe, just so you know, explains that actually, no, the Reish is talking about one thing, the Sefer is talking about another. So fine. However, we're going to continue with the Korban Eda. So, but Amar Reb Zeira, he says, this is what we got up to. Amar Reb Zeira le Reb Yossi, Yachol Reb Yana miftar matniti hayach. Which again, as opposed to being a question according to Pnei Moshe, this is the statement according to Korban Eda. He says, really, he could have done another way around. He didn't have to say the whole Mishnah is one specific case, meaning that prior to that, the father doesn't object. It could have been that the first case is provided that he consents, another one is provided doesn't consent. Like, why can't you have it different cases in the Reish and Sefer? Now, where do we see that's the basis? Amar Leken. Ken Amar, so Amar Leken, Amar Reb Shimon and Lakish. Lo mitmena Rebbe michlal ba'atar echad. That it's Rebbe, nothing's prevented Rebbe by changing, if you like, the terms of the case within a particular Mishnah. For example, you see, Rebbe Yossi, even if you like, supports this notion because almanat sheyesh li beit kor afar klal b'makom ploni is prat. For example, we saw in the Mishnah that it flowed between two different cases. The first case, on condition that I have a Beit Kur Afar, well, he has, great, if not, not. And in the next case, if I have the Makom Ploni, that would have to be Makom Ploni. So that's a generalization statement, condition, and then followed by a specific statement, meaning, and so too here as well, the fact that the cases, the lines in the Mishnah are different cases, that's not necessarily going to have to be a problem, so he could have explained it that way as well. Again, that flaw of the Gemara is a way the Korban explained it. And we'll just without there's a few other cases like this, we'll see different ways of looking at a Gemara, so I'm not going to go to any more detail. Okay, next to the Halacha Zayin. Haomer kidashti et biti ve'eini yodea lemi kidashtiha. A man says, I've married my daughter, but I don't remember who it was. Well, ba'achad, and someone comes up, v'amar ani kidashtiha, I'm the one, ne'eman. Interesting. Why would he be a man? Because I'll show you here. Actually, we'll get to that in a minute, sorry. Well, because that's a debate in the Gemara, so I got ahead of myself. Ze'omer ani kerashtia, ze'omer kerashtia. What if two people come out and says, "I was the one, I was the one"? Then shneinu get; they'll both have to give the get. And by the way, that would then matter to marry who she pleases. V'imratzu echad noten get v'achad kones. If one wants to, if you like, give the get, and the other one and actually end up marrying her, go for it. That's fine. So let's understand the Mishnah now. Ha'mer kidashtia b'ti. So ma'u ne'eman. Shmuel says, Amar ne'eman li ten get, only to give a get. So just to explain, Korban Eda says, Hadet nan ba'achet v'amar ini kereshti ne'eman li ten get ka'amar de ne'eman. V'asam chinan alav shu kidsha, we rely on the fact that he did kiddushin, v'gito get, and it's a good get le'inyan, that now, watch, muteret li nase la'acher. Now she's now she can marry who she likes. Acharei she kibla mimeno get. After that she, like if you like, received the get from him. De'ina nam chote b'davar she'inu ne'emeno. Because if, according, very important according to Shmuel, we're not allowing him to marry her. So why would this, if he's going to, happy to say, look, I'm happy to give a get to free her, why would he lie and sin without any getting personal gain from it? That's the rationale. Okay, in other words, I'm not going to name him, I'm going to sin and give false edus and suffer the consequences to allow a woman to do an aveira. Aval lekansa, however, no. If he wants to actually say, I'm the one, and end up living happily ever after together, we're saying, no, well, he might actually be motivated now by the fact he fancies her or something. So that's why Shmuel says, what does it mean, Ne'eman, the guy who says, yes, it was me, only in a situation we can say that he has no, if you like, ulterior motives, and then find, then we trust him and say, yes, you can give the get, and she can marry anyone she pleases. However, He can actually go ahead and even marry her. Why so? Now, this is interesting. The Korban Eda explains, someone is not going to be so, take such a big risk to come before the father and say, I was the one, when the father dealt with the supposed individual at a, whoever it was, he may have forgotten who it was, but his memory certainly would have been jogged if some other guy comes who's not the guy. He would say, and because what it says, the mirta dilma miyakut shle'av, because the concern is, let's say it wasn't him, and some guy volunteers and says, I was a guy, the father will go, well, it certainly wasn't you. He runs a massive risk. So therefore, I know for sure it wasn't you. I mean, the guy was like 6 foot and you're like 5 foot 3. Like, what's going on? I don't remember exactly, but I remember being tall. Okay, that type of thing. So in other words, if Rav Asi says that if the person's going to come, if someone's going to have the guts to come and say it was me in the face of the father that could easily deny it, and the father said, I think, okay, fine, then we believe him 100%, he can even go marry, they can even be together. Okay, so let's just summarize. We've got a machloket Shmuel and Rav Asi. Also, by the way, it's Rav Huna b'shem Rav. Rav also says Neman Nichnos. So it's like Rav and Shmuel type of machloket. Shmuel says, look, he's believed, not that they can get married, but rather just to give her a get, because in that situation, Adan Choteh v'lo lo, and then she'd be mutar to marry whoever she likes. However, Rav says, the fact he took such a major risk, well, sorry, so if he wasn't telling the truth, he wouldn't have taken such a major risk to confront the father and say it was me, because the father said, I don't know who you are. And therefore, the fact that he's coming forward, we can completely trust him. Okay, now the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan amar neman niknos v'ein lamedim menu ledavar echer. It seems that Rav Yochanan said, look, he's believed 100% in this case. Rav Yochanan saying, in this case, they can get married. However, lo ledavar echer, but not, you can't extrapolate from this case to any other dinim, meaning outside the world of Ebenezer, like Eshedish. So what does that mean? My for example, if someone said, Echad sedotai, sorry, macharti, I sold one of my fields. But I don't remember who I sold it to. Okay. And by Echad, and some guy comes along and says, Vamar, I'm the guy. Then in that situation, we would say, okay, you must be the person. What's the difference? This is obvious. Because it says, 1 second, it says, the dafka, so the reason is, firstly, the Korban Eda says, it's dafka ba'aguna hekilu. It's dafka ba'aguna we mekil, but not for monetary laws, because we're concerned that this guy is fronting up, say this, my field, is not necessarily telling the truth. Okay? In other words, the rationale of saying, oh, mirtat inish, someone's not going to, you know, run the risk if he's lying, that's not really 100% solid. It's enough to, in the face of a case of a woman who'd potentially be a guna for the rest of her life if we don't solve the solution. So we're makel to rely on that level of believability, it sounds like, according to the Korban Eda. Now, in financial matters, it's really, I mean, anywhere else to talk about, it's not really enough. Okay, if someone goes, I was the one, okay, let's just say I was the one that bought the field off you. Fine. The Gemara says, af kiddushin. Now, if you look at the Korban Eda, he changes the lines here if you go to the right. To exactly where we're up to, says Korban Eda, says, af kiddushin can as well, you can have a situation where we wouldn't believe. In other words, even within kiddushin, we can have a situation where if a guy fronts up and says it was me, we wouldn't trust him. Why? For example, ha'ishasha amra nitkadashti ve'eni yodat lami nitkadashti. If a woman says, I betrothed to someone, but I don't remember who it was. Now, it's different here. Before it was the father. Now it's the woman herself. Okay? It says she was a Bulgarian and Nikashti. Uba achad and someone says, Amer the Amar Anikidashtich, I'm the guy. We say we don't believe him then. Why? The Chen Perish Babavli, by the way, Pirkin, that's the Korban explaining why he changed the Girsa. Vachi Perish, in Melekonos, we don't believe him to the extent that they can actually get married. Again, we believe him to give her a get, perhaps, it sounds like, but not to get married. Diodea hu shitiyem mechapeala, because he knows that she would likely, you know, cover for him to, and she'd be happy just to marry this guy who's coming along, this Prince Charming who's coming along to say I was the one. And after the fact, and get her out of the case of being aguna, presumably, and if someone else, the real prince, came along, then we would say that she'd be happy to say, like, she'd anticipate that even if the real guy comes along, I'll just deny it. Et kol balo mar od anihu. Ma she'ein ken, it's different with a father. She'enu chashul lechapot alav, that the father who is it sounds like a slightly more removed, and he did the marrying off. He's not going to just accept the first guy who fronts up. He's not going to mechaper alav. So that's what we're saying. In even while it's kiddushin, it seems to be that the father would be, in other words, if there wasn't, if he didn't recognize the person's coming up, he wouldn't. It wouldn't say who are what you're talking about. But it seems to be that the isha herself is if there's a good prospect for him coming up and say it was me, she might say, "Oh, I might as well just marry him because I'll also not marry, but I'll just say it was him, and then continue on." That's what we're concerned about. Okay, that's where the Gemara differentiates between the Aviv and her. Okay. Now the Gemara says, so let's just go back. We have Machloket. Shmuel says it's only believable enough to give a get and then to Freya. Rav says even to get married. So Gemara says, Matniti pligi Rav. We've got a, this seems to be cholek on Shitat Rav. Why? Hamavigim If someone comes from overseas and he says, Befanai nechta, befanai the shaliach is coming delivering the get. And he's saying, in other words, if you remember, he has to say the two words that was both written and signed in front of him to give the authentic, to give the seal of this get, such that even if it's protested in the future, right? Because in it's a kaima and in nishma, we would say this is a good enough get. Okay, that shaliach can't go ahead and marry the woman who brought the get. Okay. Why? Simply says, Mishum, the Korban says, we completely rely on him. V'chashinan, we're concerned, Shema Meshaker, that he's going to lie, Mishum, the Yitzro Tokfo. Because we're scared that maybe this Shaliach set the whole thing up because he fancied the woman. So the Gemara says, but one second, if Rav said that if a guy fronts up, you can believe him, we're not concerned of Yitzro Tokfo. It was Shmuel that said, so why is this case different? So Rav says, well, we can, or the Gemara actually says, we can separate, we can in mechalik between the cases very simply. Taman, in the case where a shaliach comes from overseas with a get, and we're completely relying on his state, and we say, look, we trust you to deliver the get, but you can't get married to her. Because why? Huchzuk because there, she's got a chazaka completely of being an eshedish. Okay? 100% eshedish. And you're trying to break the chazaka. But Ram now, hacha, in our case, lo chzok eshedish ele bifnei shnayim. In our situations, it must be when the father says, I was mekadesh my daughter off to this individual, it was done in front of two witnesses. It has to be, otherwise, it's not kiddushin. Let's get that when you get to later on the shiur. Okay? So therefore, so what? So read the Korbanina. Now it's Bersharukadish, because but now we only know that she was Mukudeshet based on the statement of the father. The witnesses aren't around, because if the witnesses are around, we know exactly who she was Mukudeshet to. So it's basically on based on the testimony of the father. So Amrinan, therefore, Kishiavo so they can say that, you know what? When the Edim come along, they're gonna confirm what this person's saying. Nikashavalomarinachazaka, and we're not, there's no change in the chazaka now. She was never considered that we don't have a chazak of who she was mukodeshet to in our case. Hilkach, therefore, ne'eman afilu lichnos. You know, this is a different situation. In other words, when they've got the situation of Shilach come along, she's already got a chazak, she's a mukodeshet to such individual. He is trying to make break or contradict some sort of chazaka to say, okay, I'm the Shilach, she's now mukodeshet, and I wants to marry her. In our situation, it's different. The father, she's mukodeshet to somebody. When this witness comes along and says, oh, she's a Mukadesh to me, it's consistent with the claim what the father's saying. So therefore, it's different. And therefore, he commit Ne'eman v'lichnos. And you know what? Those witnesses might come along later on and even confirm what he has to say. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. So that's why the cases are different. Gemara continues. Okay. Matnini pligi Shmuel. Now we've got a kasher on Shmuel. Now Shmuel says it's only believed, sorry, again, that the father, the guy who comes along and says it was me, is only believed enough to give a get, not to stay married. So let's have a look. Zemar ani kadeshtiya, v'zemar kadeshtiya, shneim notnim get, v'imratzu echad niten get, v'echad kones. What did the sefer in the Mishnah says? If two people front up, well, they have to both give a get, but if one can give it, one can marry her. But we just said that according to Shmuel, anyone who fronts up, it sounds like, is only believed to the extent he can give her a get to allow her to marry anybody else, but not to marry her. Because kids said, Yitzro Takfo, Lava, Masha Kaze. So the Gemara says, Patar Lano, but Omer Lachan Mishnei Elo. No, the Sefer has got to be a different case. This is what Shmuel's saying. The Sefer has got to be where the father said, look, I remember Reuben and Shmuel were having discussions, and I can't remember who I gave it to, but it was one of the two of them. That's why it's different. That's why the Sefer is, and you know, running into the problem there. Therefore, one can, if one gives a get, that one can kones mima nafshach, because it's either he was the one, or the other guy was the one, and he already gave a get. Okay? Now, Rav Zira says, Rav Yossi b'shem Rav Yochanan, kadem echad mehen v'kanas, motzim biado. So in the case where, again, there are two people, one of them jumps in and tries to actually marry her before the matter was sorted out, we say, you know, you've got to get out, divorce. So hadat amar b'shezeh amar ani kereshtia v'zeh makereshtia. That's a situation where two people front time and says, I was the one. However, if only one came initially, v'kan v'kanas, and he actually got married. So in other words, this is a situation, the father said, I remember who I married her after. One guy comes up, and he said, it was me. Everyone says, oh, Baruch Hashem, we worked it out. Mazel tov, they get married. Then another guy comes along and says, one second, it was me. What do you do then? So, avalim amar, ani kereshtia v'kansa, and then, v'acher ramag v'ani kereshtia, lo kol lemeno, it's too late. We say, just some guy coming along now after he's already considered married and baiting, if you like, established chazak, is married to this person, very gone beyond kiddushin in nisuin, some guy with some sort of claim is not just enough. It's he needs to bring proper evidence. That alone is not enough to make her divorced from this man. The Tanikin, so too, in Mishnah Kansa, Ba'acher, Ba'amar, Nikreshtia, Lo Kolameno. Yafer. Now the Gemara continues, the next Mishnah. Kidashi et Biti Akdana. What if he says, I married off my young daughter? Or kidashtiha v'girashtiha kishik tana. I married her off and I also accepted her get when she was a ktana. And she's still a ktana, then ne'eman. The fathers believe. Why? Now, importantly, believe to what extent? That she's now grusha and she won't be able to marry a kohen. So that has ramifications here. So why? Because if he wanted to, he could marry her and divorce her right there and then. Okay, fine. Kidashtia v'girashtia kishik. Now, what if the father claims that, oh, this girl grew up, we know nothing about it, and the father, when she's already 16-year-old, she finds she falls in love with a kohen, and she wants to go, or that's the 18-year-old, she wants to marry a kohen, and the father says, oh, just by the way, when you were 6 years old, I was kidashtia v'girashtia. Says, very gdola, and we say, eno ne'eman. The father's not believed to the extent now to passel her, right? Only when she's a ketana and she could go ahead and do it. And the father believed to make it, but now she's a gdola, it's too late. Now, Nishpita, whatever he says, he was taken captive and I redeemed her. Whether she's a ketana ben she gdola, enu ne'eman. Because then the father is only believed to the extent he can say, I was makabel kiddushin for my daughter, she's a ketana. That's it. But not any other psul. Misha amar b'shat mitato. What if someone says the time he died, yeshli banim? I have sons. He's believed. Yeshli, meaning to the extent she's not chayv yibum chalitza. Yeshli achim, if he says, I have brothers, enu ne'eman. Now, it's important to understand, we're talking about with one person. The Ribaz says this, the lo muchzak lo ba'achi v'lo ba'bani. We don't know about children, we don't know about sons. So we don't know brothers, we don't know about children. Okay? So therefore, her stamp status, she doesn't require Yibam Mechelitza. So if he now pops up and says, oh, by the way, in Cambodia, I've got this brother who, you know, disappeared. Well, we don't believe him now to make her now require Yibam Mechelitza and be stuck forever. Now, HaMekadesh et Bito, stam. What if he's Mekadesh, he says, I'm Mekadesh my daughter? Stam, we say, ain't a bugger bichlab because I'm in the capacity for him to do so. Okay, fine, but we'll have to work with. Let's continue. Now, kidashti et biti ktana. Kidashti biti, if he says, I kidashti my daughter, haktanot bichlal, then part of that claim he says, I betrothed off one of my daughters, that would be the ktanot included, the gdolot ain't a bichlal. It wouldn't apply to the gdolot because there's not the capacity to mekadosh them off. Fine. Kirashti et biti, I divorced my daughter. Then, in other words, in this situation where he said one of them, and I don't remember which one, then who's part of the suffix? Well, only the ketanot bichlal and not the law, because he's the only one who can he accept the get for? Only his, the only ketanot. Okay, so all the suffix regarding whether it's kidashti or girashti, that would only be regarding the ketanot. However, nitgar shabiti, what if he says, my daughter got divorced? Well, I feel a ketanot, then it doesn't apply to, they're not ketanot, not the gdolot. Because a ketanot, they can't, the father has to accept the divorce. That would be girashti, not, she just divorced of her own accord. And the gdolot, no leman nefosilo. How can he can't, he just, someone just claims that some stranger on the street, she got divorced, and therefore come marry a kohen, and well, there's no evidence, there's nothing. psulim? What if I married her off? Sorry, I betrothed her off, importantly, to one of the psulim, ne'eman. However, bi'altiha, meaning lachad mi kol psulim, meaning I handed her over for kiddushin al dei bia to one of psulim, which makes a pasul now to say marry a kohen or something else, not just a kohen. Even a kohen if the person died, the husband died still, even if she's not a grusha, einu ne'eman. Because once again, the father, it's the Korban says, benusia bi'at isur la'mena rachmana. We don't. He's not trusted when it comes to bi'at isur. Okay. Importantly, what will be the difference? The difference is kiddushin al psulim doesn't make an immediately pasul, does it? Because if she's divorced, it's only once she has bia with that individual that makes her pasul as a result. Okay, that's what the difference is. Now let's continue. Now nishbit that she was captive and I redeemed her, ben she hiktana, ben she gdola, or she nevarah lacham psulim lo kamel foslo. Once again, the father has not the capacity to make a pasul, whether he's saying that she was taken captive or she had a relationship with someone's pasul. It's just that he's like a he can't pasul his daughter. Now kenemanita misha amar b'shat mitato yeshli banim ne'eman yeshli achim enu ne'eman. Okay, someone says that at the shat mita, like we just explained, yeshli banim ne'eman yeshli achim enu ne'eman. Again, the way I explained at the quarter according to the Ridbaz is where there's no chazaka. However, Rav Amar, and this is very interesting now, Rav Amar says, meaning, even if she was, that we, that he has a chazaka that there are brothers there. So the chazaka is that she would require chalitza or yibum. If he now says, Ein li achim, meaning it's on his words to break it, meaning something that the brother died or whatever it was. We say ne'eman, he would believed. Why? Because if he wanted to, he didn't have to lie. He could just megarish her on the spot. That's the point. So even to break a chazaka, if you like, he's got this migo. So milta the Shmuel Amar Ken. Shmuel seems to agree with it because chad parsa midamach. There was one parsa from Pras, Jewish person. He was on his deathbed. Amar lo'un, he said to them. Now the gift we have in front of me is this, I'm reading it as we have it. It says, "Give my wife a get." Amrun later said, "Valama begin dahu gachul aluva," because this brother you have, and according to the Korban Eda, he was silent, which seems to suggest that there wasn't a brother. That's the second perush. So kadamach ad uvda kamei Rav Shmuel. It says, "Machash yesh bo legarish ne'eman," because he could have divorced at the time. He's ne'eman. Now, just interesting here. I saw the article quoted the Shiurei Rav Chaim, so we have more Rav Chaim to bring in, Baruch Hashem, and it says he switches it around, meaning Amrun Lei, they said to him, should we give a get to your wife? And Amarlon is he said back to them, what, because of my Nebuch brother who has already passed away. That makes it maybe a smoother read. And because he said, and the response was, of course we believe him that the brother passed away because he could have divorced her on the spot. That's the reading. Okay, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eino Ne'eman. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, in that situation, Eino Ne'eman, even if she be Adol Lagarsha. Nachat Ula Lataman, Va'ama B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, V'chabron Olei, Hagabat Smarashah Kohen. Why? Because let's say, we've said that because he has at his disposal the ability to give a get, if he so chose to on his deathbed, well, therefore he's believed. But what about if he is a Kohen? That's really not an option at his disposal, because if he recovered, he wouldn't be able to remarry his wife again. So therefore, since it's not that's on his disposal, where the Korban Eda explains it, then well, this is the case of Kohen. It's not really. It does. I think you have to extrapolate here and say therefore across the board we say that's not a possibility. What's interesting here, though, apparently the Reb Chaim says is that we see that when you say he's got another option at his disposal, that's when it has no nafkamina. However, in this situation, nafkamina she now becomes a megureshet. As opposed to not, and therefore there is a few, and which will make her us to a Kohen, so that's not really a mimanach shach, if you like, option at his disposal. Okay, now Gemara says hitiv rav sheshet v'amatnita. Oh, now this point here, I want to explain this piece like the Sharei Korban. Sharei Korban quotes a Korban Eda and brings a kasher on it, and you see because of the difficulties understanding the sugya, even the Pnei Moshe starts heading in this direction. Anyway. So what the Korban does, inserts one line here that makes it just so much smoother. He says, right now you have to insert Amrav Yochanan, HaMekadesh be'ed echad lo asaklum. That's what I have to add. Meaning if someone tries to Mekadesh with one witness, lo asaklum, it's meaningless. In other words, for Kiddushin to work, you need two witnesses. Hey, Rav Sheshet, what are you talking about? I'm into plague, you got a machlokas. It seems to argue on that. Kiddushtani, he says, she says, you marry, you betrothed me. I don't know what you're talking about. He's mutar to her relatives because he denies it. V'asur and she's asur to his relatives. Now, what's interesting here, what's the case? It must be that it can't be that there were no witnesses because that's meaningless. It can't be that there were two witnesses because if there's two witnesses, what's this whole going back and forth? It must be that there was one witness and you still see there's a ramification as a result. Okay. You still see this not loss of a loklum because the result is by her saying it, he asul b'krovav. So you quite clearly see that one witness still would have some sort of ramification. Okay? It's not loklum. So Amalum Hachiyava, you're right. It's not regarding Kiddushin, it's regarding Gitin. Amrin Hachiyava, this is the situation. Shimon Barva Aita Gita. Shimon Bar brought a get, and it was given with one ed. Ata uvda kmei Rabbi Yochanan, a kei Rabbi Yochanan, amar ein ed echad be'eshet ish klum. He says, when it comes to a get, when a get specifically is done in front of witness, that is meaningless. In other words, to machzika to be a grusha, you definitely specifically need two witnesses. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Asi amar b'shem Rav Asi, ein ed echad be'eshet ish klum. He says, by Be'eshet Ishkul, and Rav Amar Mekadesh Be'ed Echad, Elo Asav Al HaKlom. Now, what's interesting here, it must be there are Shari Korban, we brought this as a kasha on Rav Yochanan before, the Elo Asav Al HaKlom. We brought that kasha for the case that she says, you betrothed me, he says, no. So he says, Rav must understand that Mishnah referring to a case where the husband claims it was in front of two witnesses, but we can't find those two witnesses. Okay? That's what it must be. Okay. Shmuel Amar Mekadesh B'lo Shiduchim, Loke V'Tofsim B'Kiddushin. Now, if someone does Kiddushin, betrothal, who said, without Shiduchim, then it obviously works. Shiduchim aren't Ma'akiv, the Kiddushin, but he would get Malkus, as in Makamarudu for doing so. What is Shiduchim? Shiduchim means agreement to go ahead. So I would say that's what we'd say, what we'd call now engagement. Shiduchim is re-engagement, meaning we decide, okay, we're going to get married, or we're going to get do Kiddushin. And then they go ahead and do it. So if you do Kiddushin, a man goes to the womb randomly and says, Harit Mikudeshet Li, without actually having decided ahead of time to actually go ahead, let's do this betrothal, or let's get engaged in modern terminology, Loke. Okay, it's funny how nowadays we call Shiduchim like going Shidduch dates, like, dating, whatever the real term for that is. So anyway, Mar Ukva says B'Shem Shmuel, Amar Tlat. He said three things. Hamekadesh Loke, if someone gets betrothed without doing shiduchim, gets makas mardus, meaning it's pritzel to do like this haphazard jumping into kiddushin is not the right way. Okay, if you have a relationship with arusa in the father-in-law's house, once again, that's a pritzel thing. Loke, in other words, these makas mardut things seem to be related to appropriate behavior. Let's call it that. Chachamim gave this makas mardus, the rabbanan. So both of these things got to the pritzel issues. And the final one, I'm a vazesh shaliach beitin loke. The final one is if one degrades a shaliach beitin, again, that's another social thing the Chachamim wanted to stop. And therefore, they said he would get Malkus, as in Malkus Marus, for doing so. Okay, but said we got to the Mishnah. We'll take it with me next time. Kol tov, have a good day.